Washington Post editors deny border surge. By Neil Monroe on May 13, 2023. The editors of Jeff Bezos' Washington Post are claiming the White House has gotten southern migration under control, with a white front page headline saying at the border, a reset but no surge. The May 13, editor-placed, five-column headline hides the reality of President Joe Biden's surge of 83,000 migrants in 1 week. And it also distracts readers from Biden's radical decision to ignore Congress while his deputies extract millions of consumers, renters, and workers from poor foreign countries for resettlement in Americans' neighborhoods, schools, and workplaces. The headline also distracts from the unpopularity of Biden's radical policy. A May 5 to 7 poll of 1,022 by Ipsos showed that only 4%, 1 in 25, of Americans strongly approve of Biden's immigration policy. The policy is strongly opposed by 1 in 4 Americans, or 38%, even though the national media plays down the scale and the migration strategy that aids Fortune 500 investors, such as Bezos and his Amazon firm. Only 16% of respondents strongly and somewhat approve of Biden's policy, while 46% strongly or somewhat oppose. But business groups, including Amazon, are eager for the flood of wage-cutting, revenue-boosting migrants. The Washington Post article began. Matamoros, Mexico, the new border regulations that took effect early Friday brought a sudden pause to the chaotic rush of migrants hurling themselves into the Rio Grande in recent days to reach the United States. The article minimized the scale of Biden's migration, which has admitted 83,000 migrants in the last week, and more than 4 million economic migrants since January 1. That is roughly one migrant for every two American births during the 2 years. But the reporters provided a more accurate picture in the ninth paragraph of the scene at just one of many border crossings. The pent-up frustration of many who risked everything to reach the U.S. border, spending their savings to pay coyotes, or smugglers, for journeys of thousands of miles, trekking through dangerous jungles, made it clear that the problem was far from over. Elsewhere in Matamoros, hundreds of migrants, mostly from Mexico and Haiti, lined up at the official border crossing into Brownsville on Friday afternoon to seek asylum. Many of the migrants in Matamoros who hadn't crossed before Title 42 lifted said they were unsure what they would do next. The flow of new arrivals didn't let up. Genesis Cardenas, 30, sat on a curb near the tightly guarded International Bridge early Friday, holding her squirming 10-month-old daughter, Susage Paredes, whose name spells Jesus backward. The Venezuelan woman and her husband left Peru on April 18, hoping to reach the U.S. border before the Title 42 policy expired. But they got delayed and arrived by bus Friday morning from Mexico City. The reporters also note that a federal judge barred Biden's officials from releasing migrants via the parole side door at the border. "It is going to take a little while for us to know how they're applying this new asylum rule," said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. "Supposedly it's super tough. And I think a lot of the migrant aliens are kind of figuring, geez, if it's so tough, let's wait and see how you know how tough it really is. The fact is, the exceptions in the rule swallow the whole rule. But, you know, it's not impossible that they'll actually be a little tougher than we think. I don't think so, and I don't think they can sustain that politically or even just psychologically. I don't think they can sustain that because you have to actually believe in what you're doing to enforce the law every day. Even when there are pathetic pictures of kids reaching through the fence to charge their parents' cell phone, they're reaching through like kids in a cage, you know? There's no way this administration can resist that and can stay the course, even if they want to undertake the course. The only legal barrier to being released into the United States is the credible fear test that migrants face at the border," he said. The test interview is intended to reveal if migrants have a plausible claim of government oppression. If the examiner accepts their story, they are released into the United States to ask for asylum. The interviewer is required to exclude economic migrants who want jobs and to exclude migrants who claim to face criminal threats. The release is 90% of the game for poor migrants because it gives them several years of U.S. residency to work in jobs, pay off smuggling debts, and bring their families and kids up to join them. The release also lets them hire lawyers to delay, postpone, suspend, and a further deportation in the expectation that business groups and Democrats will push an amnesty through Congress or the border agency. This administration is not going to be interpreting the credible fear standard in such a way as to turn away most migrant people, said Krikorian. They have been approving, like 80% of people. Maybe they'll go down to 75%. But I'm not sure that really makes much difference, he added. The credible fear interview is conducted by left-wing officials, including former social workers and political activists, who want the migrants to get into the United States, he said. That's why they go into that line of work. However, the U.S. Supreme Court may soon force officials to obey the law, which requires them to detain all migrants until their asylum claims are decided. If so, illegal migration will drop because migrants will not be able to pay off their smuggling debts. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.